With radiation levels near the stricken Fukushima nuclear plant slowly falling, Japanese police are only now carrying out detailed searches for bodies near the facility. About 200 people from communities around the plant remain missing after a tsunami slammed into that stretch of coastline in March last year. Correspondent Mark Willacy went with Japanese police on a search of the highly radioactive and now abandoned district adjacent to the Fukushima plant.
I'm standing just 3 kilometres up the coast from the Fukushima nuclear plant, and in fact I can see the outline of the stacks and the buildings of the plant down this rugged stretch of coast. I'm here today with a team of 16 police officers who are mounting what is really the first serious search along this stretch of coastline more than 10 months after the tsunami, and in particular they're looking for 200 local people who remain on the missing list. Police Inspector Tetsuya Kamada is the search leader here today.
So in Futaba town and Namie town, about 40 people are still missing. So of course we are looking for the bodies of them, and not only the body but also the so-called remaining things, the things which belong to them we are looking for.
Well, we're just behind the seawall here, and the police have discovered some bones. They're just having a very delicate dig in the sand here, and they've found these remains. I'll ask Inspector Kumada exactly what he thinks they are.
We found part of the bones, but we will take back to the office and we have to examine, because we cannot tell whether these are human beings or the animals.
I'm now 6 kilometres north of the nuclear plant at the town of Namae, and if I just walk up to this shop, it's been pretty badly damaged by the earthquake. If I just go inside... It's just been abandoned. There are scrubbing brushes for sale, brooms, clothing, socks, for example. Whoever owns it has just fled, along with the 22,000 other residents of this town, because the problem for them was that after the meltdown, radiation spiked here at 330 microsieverts an hour. So authorities estimated if the people had have stayed living here, they'd be exposed to up to 200 times the radiation that's deemed safe. Well, I've just been walking around and I've run into a resident here, Yoko Aseta. Yoko, can you tell me what have you come back to do here today?
I need to come back to get something very important for my business.
Standing here now, how do you feel in your heart?
My hometown is much like a ghost town to me. I don't think we can't live in the future because of contamination.
It's likely to be many years, if at all, that this community comes to life again. This is Mark Willacy in Namie for AM.